Researchers are using a variety of techniques to detect root-damaging soil-borne viruses, and the technology is space-age. Dr. Alan McKay is the leader of soil biology and molecular diagnostics at the South Australian Research and Development Institute.
Essentially, we're screening the roots using DNA technologies. We've got some qPCR tests we can run fairly quickly, and we've got a next-gen sequencing method that takes realistically 2 or 3 months to turn those results around. But we're optimizing that to pick up pathogens that we don't have qPCR tests for.
And several continents away, two University of Idaho extension crop experts are advising area growers to learn the symptoms of a soil-borne disease that new this season is affecting northern Idaho and is likely to pose a nuisance heading forward. Soil-borne wheat mosaic virus, which is most common and damaging in fall-planted cereals such as wheat and barley, was first confirmed in the Pacific Northwest in 1994 when it surfaced in Oregon's Willamette Valley. U of I's Kurt Schroeder and Douglas Finkelberg are telling all cereal farmers in the Pacific Northwest that they can protect themselves best by learning symptoms of the mosaic virus and testing any winter cereals that exhibit unusual symptoms next spring. The virus causes green and yellow mosaic patches that emerge on winter wheat in the spring, especially in damp, low-lying areas of a field. Infections often follow the direction of tillage. Produced by the Ag Information Network.